It's not very sad.
What? I'm waiting for you to tell the story.
Okay, it's about a girl and she gets a pet bunny, but it's not the one you told, it's a different one. She told a chapter book story, but it's kind of like, it's not like a book that she's reading to me, she's just telling the book that she read. Well, she doesn't really have any books. She does. But she doesn't really have them. Okay. So,
How about a zombie bunny? You like scary stuff and you like bunnies. It's perfect.
No. Then the bunny's like half dead, half alive. That's scary.
You like scary stuff.
I know,
that's the whole
I
point.
Like scary stuff, but sometimes I get too much scary stuff and I get scared.
You scare yourself?
Yes. Do you scare yourself too? That's because you're a teenager.
Sarah, she's 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her 20s.
Oh, she's not a teenager. So what kind of person is she? She's not that. Not fully grown.
I'm an adult, but I'm a young adult. Huh? Say that. I'm a young adult. Was that the scary story? It was telling me that I'm a young adult. That I'm getting old. That was scary.
It's not scary.
I'm gonna die. I'm getting so old.
No, you're getting so young. Just kidding. Well, we mean like the growing thing. Tells her mom, I want the bunny, and she's like, what's its name? And then she says, The bunny's name is Cottontail. No. The bunny's name is Buttercup. And then the girl buys the bunny with her own money because she already has money. And then she gets the leash and the collar and all the stuff. And then she goes and she buys it food and all the stuff it needs. And then she goes home and she tells her dad what she got. And the dad thinks a pet for his daughter's like. Oh, thinks it's too much. And then he says, you can't take care of that bunny. And she's like, yeah, I can. I can take care of everything in this whole house. And then the mom and the dad said, prove it. And then she washed the dishes every single day. And she did the laundry every single day. And then the mom and dad came impressed. And so they let her have the bunny. And then she take care of the bunny. One day she had to go to show and tell. She brought her bunny to show and tell. She taught her bunny how to do tricks. And all the people that saw the bunny, they liked it. And they made the bunny famous. And then when the girl came back home, she told her mom the great news and all this other stuff. And then it came nighttime, and it was really dark. And then one day, the bunny opened the door with his little paws, because the door wasn't locked. So he opened the door, and he ran outside, and he ate all the carrots, and then he ran away. When Emma woke up, her butt, she went downstairs to go check on the bunny. The bunny wasn't in its hutch, so she went outside. She saw nibbled carrots, and she had wondered where the bunny had gone. So she went back to the pet store, and she saw the bunny sitting right at the pet store. And then she went inside the pet store, and she saw that the bunny wanted to go to the pet store because the bunny had friends that were other bunnies at the pet store. So she bought two bunnies, and she gave the other friend bunny to her friend named Lucy. And Lucy had a bunny, and Lucy got all the stuff the bunny needed. And then, whenever Emma wanted to have a play date with Lucy, the bunny would get to see her friend. And then, they lived happily ever after.
That wasn't a scary story.
I said I was gonna do a happy story because it was scary.
Oh.
So, sometimes it's too scary. You missed the whole thing.
Yes. I don't care.